Quite a few people screamed. A giant spider, 6 feet tall and covered in hair, was advancing on Ron, clicking its pincers menacingly. For a moment, Harry thought Ron had frozen, then... "Ridiculous!" bellowed Ron, and the spider's legs vanished. It rolled over and over. Lavender Brown squealed and ran out of its way, and it came to a halt at Harry's feet. He raised his wand, ready, but... "Here!" shouted Professor Lupin, suddenly hurrying forward. Crack! The legless spider had vanished. For a second, everyone looked wildly around to see where it was. Then they saw a silvery-white orb hanging in the air in front of Lupin, who said, "Ridiculous!" almost lazily. Crack! "Forward, Neville, and finish him off," said Lupin, as the boggart landed on the floor as a cockroach. Crack! Snape was back. This time Neville charged forward, looking determined. "Ridiculous!" he shouted, and they had a split-second view of Snape in his lacy dress before Neville let out a great "ha!" of laughter, and the boggart exploded, burst into 1,000 tiny wisps of smoke, and was gone. "Excellent!" cried Professor Lupin as the class broke into applause. "Excellent, Neville. Well done, everyone. Let me see. 5 points to Gryffindor for every person to tackle the boggart. 10 for Neville because he did it twice, and 5 each to Hermione and Harry."
"But I didn't do anything," said Harry.
"You and Hermione answered my questions correctly at the start of the class, Harry," Lupin said lightly. "Very well, everyone. An excellent lesson. Homework, kindly read the chapter on boggarts and summarize it for me, to be handed in on Monday. That will be all.